is up, everybody? Y'all, it's episode 5. I'm here, I'm live. Well, I'm live doing this episode, so I guess I'm live for myself and not for y'all, because ain't nobody listening while I'm talking. But what's up, y'all? Obviously, I don't have no fucking topics today. I'm just here to talk. Rant. The usual, really. So y'all, I'm at a rock in a hard place. I need help in making a decision. I'm looking for a co-host, first off, because it really does get boring as shit talking to myself, I'm not gonna lie to y'all. But I like doing it. I like doing this podcast. It really gets boring talking to myself, so I'm looking for an active co-host. Like, active as fuck. Like, as active as I am. Somebody that is gonna dedicate time to my podcast, you know, just like I do. Somebody I can grow with. Somebody I can include in my success when this motherfucker go, I don't know if a platinum, I mean, if a podcast and go platinum, but when this motherfucker go viral, when it get big, I want somebody to share that fame. So I'm really looking for somebody that's really into this type of stuff, somebody that can get on with me every time I do an episode and we just sit and talk shit together, you know what I'm saying? A bestie. I'm looking for a bestie, a podcast bestie. So if you want to be my podcast bestie, deadass, like DM me on Instagram or Twitter. My Twitter is MSNB13. Again, let me say that shit again. My shit is MS1B. Oh, wait, fuck. MSNB13 is my Twitter name, my Twitter at. So yeah, you can check me out on Twitter. DM me on Twitter if you want to be my podcast bestie, or DM me on Instagram. My Instagram is shay.co. Shay is spelled S-H-A-Y. Shay is again spelled S-H-A-Y. Shay.co. A period. Not D-O-T. A period co. For my Instagram app. But that is besides the point. I am really looking for a co-host, though. I'm still like trying to make the decision if I do want to have one, but I really do want one. But I may or may not ask for opinions on Instagram, but I am actively looking for an active co-host, not just random features, a co-host, somebody that's a part of bitch, you know what I'm saying, just like I am. But anyway, yeah, y'all, I've been sitting back on this episode. I haven't really been thinking about like topics for this episode because, you know, I've been on Instagram and I've been really salty about my insights. And if you follow me on Instagram and you have an Instagram and you know how insights work and shit, y'all know that you can tell exactly how many motherfuckers see what you post and what you doing and stuff, and really tell how many people just sitting back and observing your ass. And I've been like, so used, like, before this podcast happened, before I made this, I used to get hundreds of likes, you know, 70, 80, you know, and they would come in quick as shit, you know what I mean? Like, I post a picture whenever, you know, I don't have to post a picture on a popular times and shit like that, because people actually post, you know, when Instagram says most people are active and stuff like that. But I never used to do that. I just post a picture and I just, you know, get my fair share of likes, comments and shit like that. And it just seems like ever since I started my little podcast, everybody in Madera, California is hating on me, y'all. Like, If you're not from California and you listening to this, because I know I do have some people that follow me and they're not from California, but y'all live in like different states and shit. But hear me out. I have 14,000 followers, 1,400 followers, excuse me, 1,400 on Instagram. And I kid you not, I know 80% of those people, and none of them fuck with my podcast. I can guarantee y'all, half the people that I follow don't fuck with my podcast. And it's like, ever since I started this motherfucker, I've not been getting likes. I've not been getting any interaction on my profile. And I'm just like, damn, bro. It's really everybody that I went to high school with that don't want to see me succeed. And I'm so happy about that. Like, I'm genuinely like, wow, y'all motherfuckers is really hating on me because I'm not in the mad no more. Like, you really think your little dirty ass like gonna keep me from blowing up? No, it's really not. And if you're listening to this and you're one of those people that listen and you don't like my shit and you don't interact with my shit on social media, but you steady listening every time I put a link in my bio for a new episode, you're fake and you suck. You suck hella dick, all right? Because I am a supporter of any and everything. If you have a dream, I'm gonna support the fuck out of that shit. For example, like my fiance, he's a rapper. He wants to be a rapper and I'm all here for that shit. He's gonna fucking blow the fuck up and I'm gonna be the one that's like, I told you so, motherfucker, to all the motherfuckers that was like, oh no, he ain't doing it. He's just a SoundCloud rapper. He can't do this. He ain't gonna blow. Fuck y'all. Cause it's happening. And I feel like if you have a dream and you start out and it's really nothing and you know what I mean? And people don't believe in you, it will be the dream that you wanted to be one day. And that's how I feel about this podcast. You know, it's little right now. I only get 50 listens, you know, a few listens here and there, but I'm gonna get to the point, you know, where everybody listens to my podcast. It's a daily thing. Everybody wants to hear it. You know what I'm saying? People bugging me to post about this shit. And I'm striving for that. And I'm really looking forward to that. But right now I'm just chilling. And the fact that I know people in my hometown don't support the fact that I'm just chilling and having fun is crazy. Because I know as soon as this motherfucker blow up, as soon as I got more than 1,400 followers, everybody I went to high school with going to be under my pictures talking about we friends. Or in my DMs, hey, remember me? No, I don't, bitch. Did you listen to my podcast when, you know, episode 1 and 2 was popping? I'm on episode, season 8, bitch, episode 6 of my podcast. Fuck you mean? Who are you? I forgot your name. Like, and deadass, like, if, honestly, if you listen to this and we don't talk and you claim that you're my friend and stuff like that, you're probably not. The only people I really fuck with that live in Madera or live in California still that really will always have love, like, from me, will always have, you know, will always have my support and my friendship is really Emily Montoya, if you listen to this, it's you, boo. Dom, Dominique Andrews, it's you, boo. Lene, bitch, you my cousin, if you listen to this, duh, like, you're my cousin. And it's only really those three people. Cause I know, like, I hit y'all up, you feel me? And we can really sit and have a genuine conversation and catch up. And it's not weird, you know? And like, I may be forgetting a few people, but honestly, I don't think I am. Cause I don't talk to nobody. Like, when I say I don't talk to nobody from Madera, it's fucking funny. But yeah, Brianna, I know you listening to this, boo. I fuck with you so fucking tough at @BREE_88. That is my bitch because I know she listens to this all the fucking time. She's an active listener. Bree, you're the fucking greatest. And you have always believed in me. Like, literally, this bitch always believed everything I could do. Like, I'm not even gonna get into that. But y'all, I love y'all. If y'all listen to this and y'all heard this, I really fuck with y'all. I will always fuck with y'all. Y'all always have my support in anything you ever do. Dom, you're gonna be the greatest volleyball player of all fucking time. Emily, whatever you wanna do, you're gonna be the greatest at it. Bree, whatever you're gonna do in the future, you'll be the greatest at it. Lene, the same. Y'all are also dope to me. And honestly, I'm high key mad that I moved because I really miss y'all. Not gonna lie, but that's besides the point. I just know that it's very few people that support me in Madera. And most of my followers are from Madera, so I'm really trying to steer away from that and get more people to support me from other states, you know what I'm saying? Because I can't have all my hometown followers attempting to get an audience off of them because they don't want to see me succeed because I don't live in Madera, they do. You know what I mean? So it's like, if y'all know Madera, y'all know that nobody want to live in that motherfucker. Ain't shit in Madera. There's nothing for you in Madera. So, like, the fact that I'm here in Arizona and people in Madera still hating on me is crazy. And people, I'm not hating. I don't listen to podcasts. I don't like that. Shut the fuck up. Cause if I was doing anything else, and not even if I was doing anything else, y'all are still watching me. Like, it doesn't matter. You can say you don't fuck with my podcast. You don't fuck with me. You're still watching me because you still follow me. You still see my shit. Like, it's just, there's literally people that I know that get on my Instagram story and vote no on all of my polls just because, like, people literally don't want to see me win, and I find that shit so funny, and I think it's so great that people don't want to see me win. People don't want to see anybody win, and I just find it funny. I think it's great, though, because when I do win, when I do get to the type of following that I want, when I do get the type of viewers and supporters that I want, because I don't want to call y'all fans, you know, I think y'all are my supporters. I don't feel like I have a fan, you know what I mean, y'all? Because if I call you a fan, them is fighting words, bitch. because I'm not a fan of Cardi B. I'm not a fan of Offset and Migos. I'm not a fan of Nicki Minaj. I'm a supporter. You feel me? I support your music. I support what you post. You know, I'm not a fan. I'm sorry. I feel like a fan means, you know, oh, you're my fan. You look up to me. You want to do everything I do. No, I don't feel that anybody wants to do that. I feel like if you support me, you support me, and you support my dream, and you feel as if, you know what I mean, it's going to take me somewhere, and you will always be there for me no matter what, you know what I'm saying? That is a supporter. That is, you know, somebody that I would call a supporter. I wouldn't call you a fan just because you listen to my podcast and you like my posts about my podcast. No, you support this shit. You think it's dope, just like I do. You're a supporter, not a fan. I will never call nobody a fan, and if I do, really excuse my fucking French, because that's a cuss word. That's a fucking cuss word. You ain't a fan. But yeah, this is really just me ranting about my insights, my likes, and my success with this podcast. And I'm really happy that you listened. If you did, you listened all the way to 11 minutes, damn near, and I really fuck with you. Because, like I said, you a real one, and you'll always be a real one. You'll be my fucking supporter forever. I fucking love the shit out of you, if you're listening to this. And honestly, I think I'm going to start ending all of my podcasts with, like, DM me something if you listen to the end. Because I had a few people do it, and I really fuck with y'all for doing it. So let me think. I'm a huge supporter. DM me, I am a huge supporter if you got to 11 minutes and 23 seconds of this podcast. I am a huge supporter. If you DM me that, I know that you got to the end of this podcast, and I fuck with you so tough. I love you. Thank you for listening so faithfully. Like, y'all, if it wasn't for the few people that listen to this every single day, whenever I post, this wouldn't be shit, honestly. Because bitch was just a spur of the moment thing. I want to start a podcast. I didn't think anybody would listen to it. But the fact that there are people that listen to it that stay tuned so much, so often, is like, thank you so much. Like, you guys are so great. And I really fuck with you. And we going to go somewhere with this. Thank you so much for being a big supporter. DM me that I'm a big supporter. If you got to the end of this, I fuck with y'all. I love y'all. And I'm out until episode 6.